A Lincoln resident suffered moderate injuries in a traffic crash in Benton County on Sunday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 38-year-old Gregory Major ran off the right side of the roadway, overcorrected, crossed the center line, then ran off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. Major reportedly was transported by private vehicle to a hospital in Sedalia for treatment. The crash happened just before 5 p.m. on Route H, west of Wilhusen Road. Two Higby residents were hurt in a traffic crash involving wildlife in Boone County on Sunday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 21-year-old Gentry Campbell reportedly struck a deer in the roadway. Campbell and a passenger in the vehicle, 31-year-old Jason Gray, each suffered minor injuries. The report says neither man was wearing a seatbelt. The injured men were transported by ambulance to a hospital in Columbia for treatment. The crash happened just after 7:30 p.m. on U.S. Highway 63, 1/2 mile north of Lake Road. A Saline County resident has been charged with a felony for alleged stealing incidents last year in Howard County. According to a probable cause statement filed with the Howard County Circuit Court on September 6th of last year, officers with the New Franklin Police Department were dispatched to Exchange Bank in regards to a suspect that was allegedly depositing fake envelopes in the ATM outside and withdrawing money that wasn't actually deposited. This reportedly occurred on several occasions from September 3rd through 6th, and the suspect was identified as 31-year-old Gregory Caton of Nelson. According to online court documents, Caton has been charged with a Class C felony for receiving stolen property. A show cause hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. Tuesday, May 23rd, in Howard County Circuit Court in Fayette. Missouri Valley College in Marshall is the site of an American Red Cross blood drive going on today. According to a news release, the blood drive is scheduled to run until 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Malcolm Center for Student Life adjacent to Greg Mitchell Field. To make a blood donation appointment, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767 or visit the website redcrossblood.org. Parents as teachers will offer free developmental screenings for certain youths in an area county in March. According to a news release, the developmental screenings are for youngsters from age 3 months to 5, but not yet enrolled in kindergarten. The areas to be screened include speech, vision, hearing, language, readiness, motor, and health questionnaire. The screenings are scheduled to be held on Wednesday, March 8th and Thursday, March 9th by appointment only at the Pettis County Childhood Co-op at 2255 South Ingram in Sedalia. Your child must be a resident of Pettis County in order to be screened. To find out more information or to register your child, you can call 660-827-8955. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.